And one of the compares today, Jane Vincent will be the other one.
Come here,
I'm from Healey Labour Party. I'm an officer from Healey Labour Party, and it's good to see so many people here in the wonderful Sheffield summer weather. And it's wonderful to see people here who have been hardened by that weather to turn out today to make their voice known. We've seen in the last few weeks an attempt to unseat the democratic choice of the vast majority of members of the Labour Party in this country barely 9 months ago. That leader was elected with record numbers in all sections of the party. It represented the gain of the 1990s, which was explained by the then leader, the late John Smith. One member, one vote. We're here today to defend that principle of one member, one vote, and the sovereignty of the membership. That is what we're here to defend today. We're also here to defend Jeremy Corbyn and the choice that the membership made 9 months ago. This is not the cult of personality as some would like to describe it. But only one person can occupy the seat of leader of this party. The members chose who they preferred. And after that, they joined and continue to join in record numbers to support that choice. The membership of the Labour Party now is on its way to 600,000 people. And we have to say very clearly, we do not agree with those people who say this is a problem. This is not a problem. This is something to embrace and support. Last week, like everybody here, I watched the news following the Chilcot report. I was proud on that day and the day after when the leader of our party apologised on our behalf for the Iraq war.
Yay!
I watched the coverage in Parliament, the two speeches. I watched David Cameron attempt to bury the report within 2 hours of it coming out. It was a disgrace. I watched Jeremy Corbyn in that Parliament and also at the speech later, in a dignified, sober, solemn way, talk about the victims and the devastation caused to the people of Iraq, the devastation to the British soldiers who lost their lives and their families have suffered. I saw him shake the hands and kind comfort the families of those soldiers. On that day, I know who looked like a Prime Minister and who did not look like a Prime Minister. It's important now we're at a crossroads in British politics. People are not happy. People are not happy with every institution in this country, whether it's the press, the media, the political establishment, the police. All of these institutions are in crisis. They're in crisis because they are failing. They are not fit for purpose. Today we're bringing people together to say there is a better way of running this country. We need a policy of investment. We need to regenerate communities. We need to unite communities. We need to challenge racism. We need to embrace migration as a benefit to our society. We need to talk about, we have a way of avoiding the defeats of 2010 and 2015. We have a policy of borrowing to invest, of if the private sector will not invest in the economy, the state will do it with our backing, with our support. This cannot go on. We've got a number of speakers here today. I would ask you to listen to those speakers. They've all got a contribution to make. But everybody here has a contribution to make. Everybody here today is a leader. We are all leaders of this movement. We all go away today to our Labour Party branches, constituencies, our trade unions, with one commitment to defend the gains of the last 9 months. If we do not do that, we're not going to be able to move forward. So I'd ask people, to spread that message of unity. Let's have it here today now. Support Jeremy Corbyn, defend democracy.